Good morning, and welcome to Just One Thing, Simple Practices for Resilience and Happiness by Dr. Rick Hansen. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, from the Sun Sounds of Arizona Studios. Rick Hansen, PhD, is a psychologist and New York Times best-selling author. He's been invited to speak at NASA, Oxford, Stanford, Harvard, and meditation centers worldwide. His books are available in 33 languages and include Making Great Relationships, Hardwiring Happiness, Just One Thing, and Mother Nurture. His work has been featured on the BBC, CBS, NPR, and other major media. And now, just one thing. What do others give you? The practice? Say thanks. Why? What do you feel when someone thanks you for something? For a comment in a meeting, a task done at home, an extra step taken, an encouraging word. You probably feel seen, appreciated, that you matter to the other person. Maybe a little startled, maybe wondering if you really deserve it, but also glad. Personally, this is how it is for me. Turning it around, when you say thank you to someone, it is a small moment with big ripples, a confirmation of deep and wonderful truth, that we all depend on each other, that we are all joined across dinner tables and the world, in a web whose threads are innumerable acts of giving. For example, often when I eat a meal, I take a moment to imagine the details of how that tomato or rice was grown and then transported onto my plate, including the people who walk the fields to plant and eventually pick it, and the man or woman who drove the truck that carried it to the store where I bought it. Those folks do not know me, but they're real people working hard, hoping for a good life, worrying about the people they love, extending themselves in their jobs, giving me something extra. All this woven into the food that's entering my blood, my bones. Thank you. You can't possibly say thank you to everything you're given. No one can. So when you do say thanks, it's a token of your appreciation for the larger whole, joining you with that whole. It will make you happy to open to the giving coming your way each day. And in giving thanks to the people in your life, you open the door to receiving their thanks in return. In your home or company, a nice circle, a step toward a culture of gratitude. How? For starters, it's hard to give thanks if you're uncomfortable acknowledging that you have received something. Perhaps you don't want to feel indebted or don't want to look needy. Maybe it's simply embarrassing. These feelings are normal, but they can sure get in the way of being thankful. To deal with them, begin by naming them to yourself. Squirmy, embarrassed, resentful, awkward. Don't want to owe anyone anything. Hold them in a big open space of awareness, like dark clouds in a vast sky. Don't fight them, but gently move your attention away from them, back to your breathing, and back to a basic sense of being all right as a body. Bringing to mind a sense of being cared about by someone. Recognizing some of your good intentions in life. Knowing one or more benefits to you of saying thanks. Knowing what the other person has given you. Feeling a simple sense of appreciation. Feeling that it's all right to be thankful. Making it okay in your mind to express thanks. And then be straightforward and simple and say thank you in whatever way is natural. Many thank yous involve little things in the flow of life, like thanking someone for passing the salt at dinner. Let these small moments matter to you. Feel your thanks in your chest and throat. When you say your thanks, try to let them show in your eyes. Life is made up of moments, beads on a golden chain. What are you stringing together? As they say in Tibet, if you take care of the minutes, the years will take care of themselves. Also consider where you might have a backlog of thanks. Perhaps for some big things like saying thanks to your parents or other relatives, to old friends and new ones, to teachers and coaches of all kinds. Thanks to lovers and mates, children, pets, neighbors, even people you have never met, even the whole natural world. A wonderful and powerful practice is to make a list of the people you want to thank directly and then gradually move through the list. You can also certainly offer thanks in your imagination, such as to people who are no longer living, to people far away, to groups of people, to specific animals or nature in general, or spiritual beings or forces, if that's meaningful to you. Throughout, it is very sweet to be thankful for the opportunity to give thanks. You are listening to Just One Thing, Simple Practices for Resilience and Happiness by Dr. Rick Hansen, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. And here's another Just One Thing. What doesn't rust? The practice, enjoy the good that lasts. Why? So many things change. Leaves fall, friends move away, children leave home. My dad died some years ago, and my mom about 10 years before that. I don't know about you, but I'm getting older. Darn, there's no fooling the mirror. The world changes too. Evolving technologies alter jobs and lives. Elections happen and different people take charge. New restaurants open while others close. The experience itself is always changing, right at the front edge of now. So are the neural substrates of this moment's experience. Fleeting coalitions of millions of synapses coming into being even as they disperse. While the molecular structures of individual synapses themselves are dynamically constructing and deconstructing in the blink of an eye. It's kind of unsettling, especially if things that you care about are changing for the worse at any scale, from a big scratch on a table because someone dropped a plate on it, to a factory closing, to the chilling title of an article in Science magazine. Ecological selectivity of the emerging mass extinction in the oceans. And yet, all around and under our noses, so many good things last. Recognizing them lifts the heart, and enjoying them for at least a few seconds in a row helps turn passing experiences into lasting psychological resources woven into your own brain, which, among other benefits, makes you more able to deal with things that are changing for the worse. How? Look around and see things you like that were here yesterday, and maybe here many years ago as well. For me, writing, this includes a desk, a collage on the wall that I made a long time ago that continues to guide me, and trees and hills seen through the window. As you look around, recognize the relative stability of so many things. Sure, most, if not all, will pass away eventually. The universe is nearly 14 billion years old, so in the long run is really long. But for all practical purposes, there is so much lasting good, literally, within reach of your hands and feet right now. As you see what lasts, take a few moments to get a sense of its still being here for you-ness, its reliability and trustworthiness. Allow a natural sense of reassurance, perhaps relief, to emerge. Perhaps a calming, a relaxing, a sense of security of those things that are stable. Notice anxious doubts if they come up and let them change and pass away, knowing that the future will be whatever it is, but meanwhile, whatever good that is true is really actually true right now. Consider people in your life and the good that's lasting there. Friendships, goodwill toward you, your own love for others. It's ongoing, persistent, factual. Especially if you tend toward feeling insecure in relationships, keep returning to the sense of real caring, stably flowing toward you, while your own compassion, kindness, and basic decency keep extending out to others. Take in the good of this security of wholesome relatedness, receiving it into yourself like a warm, soothing balm. Consider the good in your past. It will always have been good, even if it's no longer here. Your own accomplishments, personal disasters avoided, crazy good fun times with friends, the ripples of your own sincere efforts, large and small. Nothing at all can ever erase what actually happened. How about the durable good inside you? Talents and skills, moral values, neat quirks, so much knowledge. It's all real. Enjoy the felt recognition of it, like savoring the sight of beautiful art and jewels in your own personal treasure chest. See the durability of life itself. It's been going on locally on our planet for at least 3.5 billion years. Things have changed and will change, and I'm not trying to minimize bad changes, especially those involving human hands. Still, life will keep going in one form or another as long as the Earth keeps going, which should be at least a few more billion years until our sun gradually expands and becomes a giant red giant, swallowing up Mercury, Venus, and us. But that's a while from now. Broadly, each of us is a local wave, rippling here and now in the vast sea of our universe. All waves come and go, but the sea, as the sea, endures. And if it's meaningful for you as it is for me, you could recognize and enjoy whatever is not subject to arising and passing away, that which is eternal, unconditioned, transcendental, by whatever name you want to give it, or no name at all. Enjoy it all. The more we recognize impermanence, the more we take refuge in the good that lasts. As Raymond Carver wrote, "And did you get what you wanted from this life even so? I did. And what did you want? To call myself beloved, to feel myself beloved on the earth." You're listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona, bringing you Just One Thing, Simple Practices for Resilience and Happiness by Dr. Rick Hansen. Do you accept the gift? The practice. Give generosity. Why? Life gives to each one of us in so many ways. For starters, there's the bounty of the senses, including chocolate chip cookies, jasmine, sunsets, wind singing through the pine trees, and just getting your back scratched. What does life give you? Consider the kindness of friends and family, made more tangible during holiday season, but of course, continuing throughout the year. Or the giving of the people whose hard work is bound up in a single cup of coffee. Or all those people in days past who figured out how to make a stone axe, or a fire, edible grain, loom, vaccine, or computer. Or wrote plays and novels, making art or music. Developed mathematics and science, paths of psychological growth, and profound spiritual practices. A few people whose names you know, and tens of thousands, millions really, whom you will never know. Each day, their contributions feed, clothe, transport, entertain, inspire, and heal us. Consider the giving of the natural world, the sound of rain, the sweep of sky and stars, and the majesty of mountains. How does nature feed you? How about your DNA? The moment of your conception presented you with the build-out instructions for becoming a human being, the hard-won fruits of 3.5 billion years of evolution. You don't earn these things. You can't. They are just given. The best you can do is to receive them. That helps fill your own cup, which is good both for you and others. It keeps the circle of giving going. When someone deflects or resists one of your own gifts, how inclined are you to give again? It draws you into a deep sense of connection with life. And if nothing else, it's simply polite. How? Start with something a friend has recently given to you, such as a smile, an encouraging word, or simply some attention. Then, open to feeling given to. Notice any reluctance here, such as thoughts of unworthiness, a background fear of dependence, or the idea that if you receive, then you will owe the other person something. Try to open past that reluctance to accept what's offered, to take it in, and enjoy the pleasures of this. Let it sink in that receiving generosity is good. Next, pick something from nature. For example, open to the giving folded into an ordinary apple, including the cleverness and persistence it took across hundreds of generations to gradually breed something delicious from its sour and bitter wild precursors. See if you can taste their work in its rich sweetness. Open even more broadly to the nurturing benevolence in the whole web of life. Then try something unliving, perhaps with no apparent value, like a bit of sand. Yet in that single grain are echoes of the Big Bang, the gift that there is something at all rather than nothing. Who knows what deeper, perhaps transcendental gifts underlie the blazing, bubbling emergence of our universe? Take a breath and enjoy receiving trillions of atoms of oxygen, most of them gifts from an exploding star. Consider some of the intangibles flowing toward you from others, including goodwill, fondness, respect, and love. See if you can drink deeply from the stream coming from one person. As you recognize something positive being offered to you, try to experience it in a felt way in your body and emotions. Then see if you can do the same with other people. If you can, include your parents and other family members, friends, and key acquaintances. To stretch yourself further, recall a recent interaction that was a mixed bag for you, some good in it, but also some bad. Focus on whatever was accurate or useful in what the other person communicated, and try to receive that as a valuable offering. Open your mind to the good that is implicit or down deep in the other person, even if you don't like the way it has come out. Keep listening, touching, tasting, smelling, and looking for other overflowing generosity coming your way. So many gifts. You've been listening to Just One Thing, Simple Practices for Resilience and Happiness by Dr. Rick Hansen, brought to you by Sun Sounds of Arizona. We are so busy these days that it's great to have just one thing to focus on, a simple theme to reflect on and be inspired by. These practices are grounded in brain science, positive psychology, and contemplative training. They are simple and easy to do, and they produce powerful results. This is your volunteer programmer, Barbara Felix, thanking you so much for listening today, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And now stay tuned for more interesting programming coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.